All right, Karen, so what would you like again?
2-piece halibut with chips.
2-piece halibut and chips.
And then 2 of the barbecue wild salmon.
Two tacones, sure.
Tacones, yep.
It's lunchtime at Redfish Bluefish, a new fish and chip shop perched on the Floatplane Dock in downtown Victoria, BC. The lineups are starting to build, even though the shop's been open just a few days. This eatery is different from all the others across Canada in many ways, starting with the building itself.
Well, the structure we're looking at right now is a recycled storage container, a cargo container, or if you like, a sea bin. And we have upcycled it so that we don't have to tear it down and turn it back into something else. We've just changed its use from a vehicle storage container to a seafood restaurant.
That's Simon Sobolewski, the business manager of Redfish Bluefish. He's understandably proud of what's been created from what would otherwise have been a hunk of scrap metal.
The roof of the building is a green roof. We have drought-resistant sedums growing up there right now as part of the whole green movement. And it also has a secondary benefit in that when the sun hits that steel, we're not getting hot because it's the sun's rays are being soaked up by the flower on top.
The commitment to going green extends far beyond the construction of the restaurant. Most of the waste that would ordinarily go to a landfill site is being diverted to composting or recycling.
I'm extremely proud to say that on our first day of opening, we only produced one garbage bag of garbage in-house. And yesterday, we produced half a bag of garbage. Also, for our clients themselves, what we've tried to do is to incorporate a recycling program. So you can see the number 3 here. So one order, 2 pick up, 3 recycle. And in one of them, you put in all of your food scraps and paper, and that all becomes compost. And then the other one is bottles, cans, and plastic, and that all becomes recycled. So the client creates no garbage. So we're trying to keep our clients responsible, and we are being responsible.
And Redfish Bluefish is part of OceanWise, a program that rates seafood according to whether or not it's sustainably harvested.
All the seafood items on our menu are sustainably, responsibly caught, and that, you know, we're following the protocol of OceanWise to make sure that it's the best fish you can possibly eat at the best time.
It's all well and good that this takeout fish and chip shop is easy on the environment, but to really be a success, your food has to taste good. That's where Chef Kunal Ghosh comes in. I could see the lunchtime crowd swooning over his crispy halibut and oh-so-perfect chips. I took a bite of a seared sea scallop that was as sweet as candy and absolutely loved the hot crunch and sour inside of a slice of dill pickle that had been battered and deep fried. It goes with the scallop sandwich. Kunal has also perfected something called a tacone.
It's basically a 12-inch flour tortilla cut in half, lightly grilled, and then similar to a traditional fish taco, it gets, we use our slaw, which has roasted pumpkin seeds, cabbage, grated carrots. And each tacone we have has a different makeup. I have this sweet smoked chili adobo, which is just like a sweet sort of chipotle sauce, a little bit spicy, a little bit sweet. And you basically, it's kind of like rolling sushi. Fold over, you pull back, and you roll it into a cone, hence the tacone. In Spanish, tacone actually means, or tacone means high heels. And the tip of the tacone almost looks like stilettos. So it kind of has that duality.
The tacone I tried was stuffed with cod that had been braised in the spicy adobo sauce. I shared with my wife, but I didn't really want to. You can also choose from oysters, halibut, or wild salmon fillings. Along with the deep-fried dill pickle, another unique side dish is mushy peas. But in this case, the peas are actually fresh soybeans that have been cooked with regular green peas and mushed up with salt, pepper, and butter. You'd never think something that looked like baby food could taste so good. I asked Kunal what it feels like to be creating good-tasting food with little impact on the environment.
It feels awesome, you know, he's about to have a child. I have a 10-year-old. My wife has a 13-year-old. When my daughter goes to have kids, knowing that we didn't do anything to ruin their chances of enjoying the same seafood that we are, making the kind of choices that we're making, not only that, but our system of recycling and reusing is working out amazingly for us. 4 busy days here, we only used 1 bag of garbage, and that's including our clients. The rest of it was either composted or recycled, so it feels pretty good.
By the way, the name Redfish Bluefish comes from a Dr. Seuss rhyme, and it fits right in with the brightly colored exterior decor of the eatery. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.
Thank you. Karen, this is for you. Just pick up on the other porthole.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, can I get your first name?